This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and a happy Thanksgiving to you. And by that theme music, you've probably surmised that it's time for Cinema Chat. And my co-host for the past 25 years has been the gentleman sitting next to me. Russ Collins is the executive director of the Michigan and the State Theaters in downtown Ann Arbor. And happy holidays to you.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And you know, we were doing a podcast long before they were called podcasts. So I'm going to treat this like a podcast and say, you know, there's four things you must do for the Thanksgiving weekend and one thing that you should not do.
Well, I'll be working. Is that one of them?
Well, hopes are most people will not have to work.
Right.
But a few
poor
of
Matt
us
Hopson,
will.
My board up here,
exactly.
Has to work too.
But here's the four things that you must do this Thanksgiving weekend. One, have a Thanksgiving dinner.
All right.
You know, Thanksgiving is when you have a nice dinner, and so you should definitely do that. That's Thursday.
I want to have some Oscar Mayer sliced turkey all by myself.
Whatever it takes. It's good, you know, it's good as long as you have, you know, a dinner that you enjoy on Thanksgiving Day. Number two,
yes.
The day after Thanksgiving, go to the official premiere of Guest Artist, which is Jeff Daniels' film that he wrote and produced, and Tim Busfield directed it, and Melissa Gilbert, Jeff Daniels, and Tim Busfield produced it. And we did it as a Secretopia screening during Cinetopia.
Secretopia, you guys are so cheeky over there.
And it was really good. And it's got a little holiday edge. It's not always happy holiday edge, but it's really well worth seeing. This is a benefit screening that's going to happen Friday at 7:30. The funds that this benefit produces supports the Purple Rose Theater and will bolster its commitment to producing new works during their 29th season out at the Purple Rose. So again,
and
that's
Tim Busfield and Melissa Gilbert, they lived up in Livingston County there for a while.
And they'll be there, and Jeff Daniels will be there, hot from his run on Broadway, also the other folks connected with the production as well. There'll be a Q&A after. It will be a very, very special night.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
I'm glad that's happening.
At 7:30. Then on Saturday, there's a big football game, if you're not aware. Michigan, Ohio State. That will be at noon, which is great because you can watch the football game, celebrate the Michigan victory, and then and then you can go to more movies. We got lots of movies.
I know what you're having for dessert after Thanksgiving, a little crow.
Oh, jeez. Well, everybody has their own opinion about stuff. So, again, Thanksgiving dinner, official premiere of Guest Artist, Michigan Ohio State game on Saturday. And the fourth one is our grand holiday tradition at the Michigan Theater, White Christmas Sing Along. That's going to be on Sunday.
It really has become a really popular event.
At 5:00. Yeah, absolutely. So we'll do some caroling before. You can get there at 4:00 if you want. Take pictures with Santa. Talk to Santa at 4:30. There's going to be a Christmas carols that are sung to the Barton Theater organ, the newly renovated Barton Theater organ. And then at 5:00, we're going to show White Christmas and we'll project and sing along with it. We even point out continuity errors in the movie,
which is
a lot of fun. But it really has become a tremendous holiday tradition. Everybody gets a Santa hat. So to see a theater full of people wearing Santa hats and all kinds
of somebody going to stand on that big old stage and take a big selfie with everybody in their hands?
Mrs. Claus will be up there leading us along. So it will be great. So those are four things to do over the Thanksgiving holiday, so go check it out.
This is 89.1 WEMU. You're listening to Cinema Chat. What's new at the Michigan Theater?
Well, we're very excited to open Knives Out, which was the big hit that opened during the Toronto Film Festival.
It's got about 76% of Hollywood in it.
Yeah, it's got a great cast. So it's an Agatha Christie-style whodunit. And Christopher Plummer plays a very famous novelist who ends up dead. And in his large house, many relatives and friends have been called there.
They all have motive.
And so Daniel Craig plays the detective who tries to sort through what happened, who killed Christopher Plummer. And Chris Evans, Anna de Armas, Jamie Lee Jones, Toni Collette, Don Johnson, Michael Shannon, Lakeith Stanfield, Catherine Langford, and Jardine Martel are all of the suspects that are there.
Yeah, like you said, it's been winning some rather rave reviews.
Absolutely, and the critical consensus is really strong. Knives Out sharpens old murder mystery tropes with a keenly assembled suspense outing that makes a brilliant use of writer-director Rian Johnson's stellar cast.
Now, the one I am looking forward to is called Dark Waters.
Yeah, it is it's based on a true story about a lawyer who doggedly went after the DuPont Chemical Company for their poisoning various communities.
His name's Rob Billett.
One community in particular.
And Mark Ruffalo is playing that.
Yep, and Todd Haynes put this movie together. Again, the reviews are very, very strong. The director has made a first corporate thriller that is a call to action, because you emerge from it feeling that...
Yeah, if you like issues of the environment, First Friday Focus on the Environment, The Green Room on WEM, you're going to love this movie.
And the scary stuff that happened in Flint. So anyway, a compelling film with a good performance, great performance by Mark Ruffalo, and that also opens this particular weekend.
What is Fantastic Fungi?
Fantastic Fungi is playing selected dates on the 4th, the 12th, the 17th, the 19th at the Michigan Theater. Louis Schwarzenberg put together a documentary film narrated by Brie Larson. It's about mushrooms, about fungus.
I kind of figured that's where it was headed.
More than mushrooms, actually. A mushroom expert by the name of Paul Stamets, as well as best-selling author Michael Pollans and Eugenia Bone and Andrew Weil and lots of other folks opine on the kingdom of fungi and what they do both in terms of nutrition, what they do in terms of therapeutic and medical kind of benefits, and the environmental challenge that fungi are having in a ever-warming world. And the critical consensus is really great. One of the year's most mind-blowing, soul-cleansing, and yes, immensely entertaining triumphs. So Fantastic Fungi is worth checking out, but it's playing just kind of intermittently between now and the 19th, between the 4th of December and the 19th of December.
Well, it is a long holiday weekend, and there are traditions that the Michigan Theater has developed in the community. Are we going to see more cartoons this time around?
That's right. So one of the traditions that we have is the Friday after Thanksgiving. We show Warner Brothers cartoons, which is going to happen at 11:30. So Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, and all the Looney Tunes gang are going to be there on the big screen at the Michigan Theater. Family tradition, bring the kids and have a good time. And then we kick off our holiday classic series the same day as White Christmas. But White Christmas is not part of our holiday classic film series.
It stands alone.
Well, it stands alone because there's an admission, because we do the sing-along and there's some expenses connected to it. Our holiday classic film series is free. We have lots of really wonderful sponsors that make that possible. And that first one is December 1st, just like White Christmas. But White Christmas is at 5 or 4 if you come for the early stuff. How the Grinch Stole Christmas is going to be at 1:30 on Sunday, December
1st. And is this the cartoon one or the Jim Carrey movie?
It's the Jim Carrey
one.
And it's followed the following Sunday by A Christmas Story, the following Sunday after that, the 15th by Elf, and concludes on the 22nd with It's a Wonderful Life.
Is there any other way to conclude that series?
There is no other way to conclude that series, so we'll check that out. And we may have one of the stars of It's a Wonderful Life at the screening.
Well, that'll be fun. I hope that works out. Absolutely. Now, listen, I'm obviously a big music fan. I like the movies, too. And when you put the two together, well, it all works out.
That's right. We have a series coming up that starts on the 2nd. We're doing The Last Waltz, which is Martin Scorsese's film about the band.
Oh, so good, too.
Yeah, it is a very good documentary. Then we follow that up with even a better concert film documentary, in my opinion, Stop Making Sense.
From a filmmaking perspective, you might be right, but the music is intolerable.
I love it. Jonathan Demme, Talking Heads. I love the Talking Heads. on the 9th, that's going to be the 9th, and then on the 16th, the Rolling Stones and Gimme Shelter.
So yeah. The tragedy at Altamont.
Yeah. We're very proud to be presenting the Native American Heritage Month. Was actually in November, but on the 3rd of December, we're doing the Sundance Film Festival's 2019 Indigenous Shorts Program. So this is a selection of short film made by Native Americans, and this is going to be December the 3rd at 7:30 p.m. It is excellent. It is excellent, excellent, excellent. Put it on your calendar. Tuesday, December the 3rd, 7:30, Sundance Indigenous Shorts Program. Go check it out. We have The Room, the cult classic The Room, coming
considered
up on
by
the
many
5th.
To be the worst film ever
the
made.
Worst film
so
ever made.
So bad it's good.
To be sure. But people really enjoy it. Now, that's all the stuff that's coming up. We are currently still playing The Irishman, Martin Scorsese's new film. We're currently playing The Lighthouse, which is a Robert Eggers film that has a Robert Patterson and Willem Dafoe in two great, great performances. Frankie is a French film that's set in Portugal and was premiered at the Cannes Film Festival. We have Pain and Glory, which is Almodovar's new film, who's really, really, it's really great. You got to go check that out. Jojo Rabbit, a film everybody likes. And then the hot film, Parasite. Go check
it
out.
A lot to see, and a happy Thanksgiving to everyone. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for joining us for a holiday edition of Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Gobble, gobble.